Welcome to the Love and Metal Podcast. That's right. We're live right now for the first time ever. We're trying this live stream on the YouTube out only because we're doing something different. We have rebranded the Rock Hippie Adventures, which was the podcast, the website, the socials. All of it has been rebroadcasted. So if you haven't checked us out before, my name's Keith.
I'm Mel.
And formerly, as we said,
the Rock Hippie Adventures.
Whereas now the Love and Metal Podcast, we are going to do things a little bit different. But tonight we just want to take a moment to talk about, you know, where we came from, the journey to get here, what we've been doing for almost a year now.
Yeah. I mean, Rock Hippie was a good start. It was the name and the whole idea got us started into podcasting and doing videos. And then as time is going on, we figured out that we spend less time doing the outdoor stuff like we thought we originally were going to do. Yeah. And we spend more time talking about relationships and music and our life, and so therefore it seemed kind of
exactly
appropriate to change the name and find something that was a little bit more fitting for us, I guess.
Yeah, it works in a more conventional environment to kind of narrow down what you're doing. We always have said that we would really like to focus in on some areas, but we like doing so many things, we didn't want to get in that niche of
totally.
Like, oh, we just don't want to be a relationship podcast. Oh, we just don't want to be a music podcast. But after the time that we've spent kind of figuring out what it is we like to talk about, what it is we're good talking about, and how we can, you know, maybe help other people, we realize we do it through relationships and music. And it's kind of who we are. You know, our relationship was kind of built around, you know, music.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. From the get-go, honestly.
Right. I mean, I think after our very first date, which was if you've, and before we move into that kind of explaining things there, all of our episodes from Rock Hippie Adventures will still be there.
Yeah. We didn't move any of those. They're all part of now under the title of Love and Metal.
So this is kind of like Rock Hippie 2.0.
Yeah.
But now it's more focused Love and Metal. So all the old episodes are there. So you can check all the older episodes out. Everything's just rebranded. It's like, you know, when you,
we just made a new logo and just changed the name.
You know, it's like when Harris Teeter got bought out, you know, bought out maybe like Piggly Wiggly or something. I don't know. And then Piggly Wiggly is still the same store, still the same box. It's just got a different name on it. So it's still the same box selling the same stuff. It's just got a different name on it.
Yeah.
Same people. Not very entertaining. Just here.
I'm freaking a riot.
Huh? Yeah. Yeah. If you haven't checked out the episode of the chicken leg adventure, you should check that out because that was.
I didn't know. I thought there were small chickens.
Small chickens.
Yeah. Well, whatever.
But as I was saying before, now that we kind of got that out of the way, we started our journey together. You know, after a few, you know, online dating, we met on Hinge, and we did all these things. And like I said, all this stuff is in our previous podcast episodes, but we got to this place where, you know, we said we had a first date. She cuts me off in traffic. I didn't know it until I pulled up. There she is. We had some pizza and I was going out of town to go catch some concerts. So we had, you know, like I said, I was at some metal shows.
Yeah.
Love metalcore, love metal, whatever. You know, I'm a metalcore guy, and, you know, I was seeing some ABR and some Silverstein and some Silent Planet, which was epic shows. And, you know, we're texting back and forth and, you know, having fun. And then she's like, do you like Under Oath? And I'm like, Under Oath? Well, hell yeah, I like Under Oath, you know, because like Under Oath is one of my favorite bands, and you can't see it, but there's one of their albums.
Well, you just got a Father's Day wish.
Oh yeah. I mean,
from Aaron Gillespie.
Well, let's be real. Aaron Gillespie, my son, did a cameo.
Yeah, brilliant.
I guess got a cameo from Aaron to wish me happy Father's Day, which was pretty epic. So, you know, good stuff from the kid. But yeah, so here we are starting this. I'm not going to say new, but we're just rebranding. We're just
taking our likes. Direction. We're just taking the things that mean the most to us. Our relationship means a lot to us. Our life and our love that we've built for each other, and share that information to people. And then, of course, we have our love of music, which kind of like the rhythm. Oh, that sounds so cheesy, but the rhythm of our relationship. That sounds so lame, but it's kind of true though. I mean, like, we enjoyed those things together. I mean, we have a jam-packed fall coming up with shows. I got you stuff for your birthday and for Christmas already for shows. Right. It's just a thing that we like to do together, and it just made sense to think about the podcast and think about what we wanted to do in a different light and make it be more authentically us. Not that Rock Kippy wasn't, but it was great. It was like the good catalyst that like jumped us to where we are now. And then now it's just refocusing.
Yeah. And it's just, you get to a place where when you can kind of fine tune it, it helps you. Yeah,
absolutely.
It really helps you be more creative, being able to put out more content, because think about when you have such a wide variety of stuff, you're like, so what can we do here? What can we do here? But so now we're kind of really honing that in. And I think we really, you know, we're going to start off the Love and Metal podcast with some great content, with some great, you know, topics about relationships. But we don't know what it looks like yet. We're literally just starting. We figure we get everything changed over. Go ahead and get the pictures and titles up, because, you know, that's the hardest part, right? But we're going to show from our point of view of what we think about relationships based on our experiences. We are both divorcees of 20-plus year marriages. We've been married now for a little less than a year. About 7-8 months.
8 months. Yeah. But been together for a while. We did everything in a year's time.
Yeah, we
fast forward to the relationship process.
We're old people. We're old.
You know? And we're picky. We already knew ahead of time. We wouldn't have even gotten to this point.
Life was chucking along, and we're like, man, we've got to do something here. We've got to pick this up. So, yeah, that's kind of like where we're at now. And changing it to, and love and metal is just kind of a play on the words, you know, for the relationship and the music. And like I said, we love metal music, metalcore music, rock music, punk music, pop punk. I mean,
well, it gives us an opportunity also. Like, we felt we were kind of getting stuck a little bit with Rock Kippy. Also, we wanted to throw the music part in, but we weren't really sure how to do that. So this lets us do that a little bit easier.
Exactly.
You know, hopefully we'll have some more band interviews and be able to talk about music a little bit as well as relationships, and have it kind of all blend together. How that'll look, we don't know yet. We're still working on that part.
we're not really sure what that's going to look like,
but we want y'all to hang in with us, and if you enjoy all the jackassery that we normally have on my end, usually, unfortunately.
And, you know, it's a good chance for everybody just to kind of get to know us, where we're at, and see where we're going.
Yeah.
You know, we are nowhere near being experts in anything, and
I'm just an like expert in jackassery.
If you really want to catch some stupid stuff, tune in, because she's bound to show up, you know, with something. I mean, if you, like I said, go back and check some previous episodes out. But just real quick, you know, so you can see, you know, we've got the new YouTube channel up. I was hoping to catch her head out of frame, but she pulled it together and got it in frame.
I've been messing with him all the time.
I know, the whole day. You never know what's going to come up, but it's the Love and Metal podcast, as you can see up there. If you're listening to the show on one of our platforms, Spotify, Apple, Breaker, you know, whatever platform you're listening to the podcast on, you can go over to YouTube and check out the video too. Or if you don't know what we look like, you can see it on all our platforms.
Probably, but don't want to do that again.
But there it is, Love and Metal podcast. We don't know how the podcast is actually going to sound once we get it running. We still got a few more intricate fine details to work out.
Yeah, but we're excited about that. Like, I feel like this is like authentically us, and not that Rock Kippy wasn't, but this is much more you and I together for sure.
Get used to the live streaming, because this is going to be a habit. We'll put out all the info.
I'm about to get dressed every time.
Well, I mean, you don't have to get dressed.
Well, I'm sure the people need me to be dressed. I mean,
I'm sure YouTube has some
restrictions.
I'm sure.
Well, I didn't even
hardly we'll release more information on the Instagrams and the Facebook stuff, and maybe throw another video out to YouTube, just kind of let everybody know how everything's going to go down, when we're going to be streaming live, when the podcast for audio is actually going to release, and maybe some other things that are going to jump out at you. But if anything else, hey, give us a shout. Remember, it's Love and Metal. That's Love, the letter N.
A little tiny N, this big.
Yeah, Metal Podcast.
Yes.
Check us out on all the socials. You can definitely check them out on the YouTube channel. But like I said, hit us on Instagram. We're always on Instagram. Yeah. Shoot a DM. We're here. You got some information. You got some requests. And if by chance you're a band and you want to share your music with us, we are always open.
And if you see me in your DMs.
Oh, my goodness. Run.
Run. It works.
No, it works, but run.
No.
You don't know what you're going to get. I don't even know what I'm going to get. I'm married to her.
So with
all that said, some things change and some things never change. This is Love and Metal Podcast. I'm Keith.
I'm Mel.
Remember, live life loud and bold.
And mediocrity is not an option for us, and it shouldn't be for you.
Peace, people.